With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A bill hijacked by Senate Democrats that began as a measure to help ag employers avoid paying retroactive overtime pay has gone virtually unchanged in the House. The Washington Policy Center's Ag Initiative Director, Pam Lewison, says Senate Bill 5172 has basically stalled in the House when amendments were expected.
Farmers are protected from retroactive pay in a private lawsuit, so a lawsuit from a former employee. However, if the state agency like L&I chooses to file some sort of back pay suit against an employer, they're not protected. They're also not protected if a third party files a lawsuit.
But Lewison says it still leaves farmers exposed.
So if a farm worker union were to file a lawsuit on behalf of someone else, farmers are not protected in that instance either. So there's some legal loopholes in that piece of legislation that need to be fixed.
Overtime, Lewison says, is probably a given, but
if we're going to phase in overtime, and I think we can all agree that that's something that is just a reality, we need to really have some acknowledgement that in Washington State, our bread and butter are time-sensitive crops. Things that once they are ready to be picked, they need to be picked immediately.
Come back tomorrow for more on the legislative timeline and why overtime and agriculture don't always go hand in hand. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.